Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Boomers have a reputation for being, whiners, weak, kind of easily triggered, it seems to be. But something happened in the news, and I want to play it for you, that might flip the narrative completely. Check out the story.
75-year-old Charlene Kirby was cleaning her ranch for her grandson's wedding when she hopped in her side-by-side to dump some debris. The vehicle jackknifed, and she fell.
I knew immediately that I had broke my femur.
And when you break your femur, it's potentially deadly, isn't it?
It can be.
It was 7 p.m., and the retired nurse was a quarter mile from her house in McCoy, Colorado. What followed was an extraordinary effort to save herself.
She broke her leg in this remote and desolate area and crawled on her stomach for 14 hours to safety.
What?
Crawled on her stomach for 14 hours. 14 hours. Not 4, 14. To safety with a broken femur through the wilderness in the dark.
Okay.
After her side-by-side fell, whatever the hell that is, I had to Google it.
It's like
an ATV kind of a thing.
Yeah. Or like a rhino?
Like a souped-up golf cart.
Did she say that she was a quarter mile away from her house?
I think that's what it said. I don't know. From
that
her house.
14 hours.
Not from her house. She had to get to safety. So, like, she had to get somewhere. Because I think she even lives, like, in the middle of nowhere. So if she gets there, I don't know. I guess she could have called 911. I don't know. But still, crawling on your belly with a broken leg for 14 hours. And she's 75.
What?
Listen, I was already impressed with this woman when she was out clearing the brush in the woods for her grandson's birthday.
Wedding, excuse me.
By herself, by the way. Where was your grandson? That's a different story.
Great question.
Kyler.
Yeah.
Look what happened to grandma.
Right.
Because you were too busy playing, I don't know, Dungeons and Dragons with your weirdo friends. Anyways.
Okay. I need to issue an apology.
Oh.
I want to apologize to my mother.
And
my mother-in-law and all of their Sun City friends.
Okay.
In their book club and the Sun City Knights of Columbus. I don't know all the different groups that she's involved in, okay?
Okay.
You guys are a lot tougher than I thought. You're a lot tougher than I thought. Because I'll tell you what. I don't think I know a single person who's a millennial or a Gen Z that would even crawl anywhere for anything.
Oh, well, I would.
You would?
I could do this. I mean,
you think you could do this?
I definitely could. I mean, it wouldn't take me 14 hours. Could I do it for 14 hours? Probably, but I think I could do it faster.
The only part of this story that sounds like something you could do is think you could do something in the woods alone and you'd be fine.
No. When I broke my ankle at a beaver's dam.
in a beaver's dam.
Well.
Kerplunk right through.
No, it wasn't. It was beaver dam adjacent, but it was because of the beaver's dam. Okay.
Okay.
I had hippity hopped from a higher elevation down to like a little creek.
Okay.
Where the beaver's dam was.
Yes.
Okay. I was at the bottom, broke my ankle, dislocated it too. Anyways, what that meant was I had to crawl myself back up that hill with one leg, and I did it.
How long did it take you?
13 hours. I mean, it took me 20 minutes. Probably.
I think I remember when this happened and you couldn't call for help because the water was too loud.
I was trying to yell for help, but I'm calling it a creek. It wasn't. I guess it was, but I mean, it was rushing water because it was right by a waterfall.
Yes.
And the house that I was staying in was on stilts above it.
Right.
And so everybody was up there. I was down by the water, and the water was so loud that no one could hear me screaming.
All right, maybe you would be able to do this.
Thank you. You know what? I think you could, too.
You're only saying that.
No, it's true. Because the alternative is you sleep out in the woods.
Oh, I would never.
You could never.
I would never.
I don't think you have what it takes to fashion any kind of... brace or splint or anything. Yeah. So you just have to sort of like army crawl with just your upper body.
I'll tell you what, if I broke my bone and I was alone, first thing I would do is pass out. Second of all, I'd come to and think it was all a dream, realize it wasn't a dream, and then I would cry.
Okay.
And then I would crawl to safety.
Yeah. I like how the Eagle Scout over here isn't saying anything.
Did I could do it.
No,
yeah, I could do it.
We all know Kevin wouldn't do it. Yes. Out of the three of us, you're probably right. Kevin's the one that would crawl to safety the least.
What?
Yeah.
I would patch myself up right there.
Okay.
Make myself a splint out of the trees out there. Okay. Yeah. And then wrap it around and make sure it's stable. And then I just... walk it off.
No, you can't walk. You have a broken.
I just fixed my femur.
Okay, no, you didn't. You just
splinted it.
Kevin, he's right. You're going to die in the woods.
Yeah.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.